This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
All right, and good morning. Welcome into another Thursday edition of the Blitz live here on Fan Run Radio, FM 105.7 AM 1340 on your dial. As always, up over at fanrunradio.com, you can click that live link at the top, powered by our friends over at MyBookie. Bet anything, bet anytime, bet anywhere, bet MyBookie. As always, we've got the Periscope up and running. That's at Fox Sports Knox on Facebook and Twitter. Hey, and we got that free Fan Run Radio app in app stores today, wherever they're sold for you. If you want to download that, take us wherever you may travel. Take all the 12 hours of programming here at Fox Sports Knoxville. On the go with you, Chance Collins punching in late this morning with GP3. Charlie's on the way. Man, trains, man. Trains, GP3, trains.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
That was a good movie. It's a pretty decent movie. That was John Candy, right?
Yeah, John Candy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. RIP. Yeah, man, last 3 days, and I know the guys in the afternoon, they give Hayden a lot of trouble sometimes. He's ran to the train. I've heard them talk about it. But the last 3 days on the way here, I come off Middlebrook from Piney Grove area. I've ran into a train the last 3 days. First day, set me back a couple minutes. Second day, I pulled up, and it was like, you know, it was ending. It was like I thought it was going to set me back, then it was perfect. Just ending for me as I pour my drink, too. Thirsty, man. Real thirsty. Need a little Powerade. But today I pull up to the train right there at Middlebrook and Liberty, and it's just stationary. Just not even moving. Like, I pull up, and I'm like looking for the brake. I'm looking to see if it – and I just pull up, and it's moving, and there's a bunch of cars. And then finally, I'm like, all right, is it going to move? Is it going to move? No, I need to turn around. So I had to turn around down Middlebrook, come back up Lonis, come down Hollywood, and then hit the connecting street that hits Liberty Paper Mill right there. So it was a whole ordeal for me this morning. I don't know if Charlie's running to the same thing, because I know he comes kind of the back way, but I come right there off Middlebrook and Piney Grove area. And that train, it's got me the last 3 days. They say we don't need trains. I guess we do. I see them every day. I guess we're using them for all the hazardous products and still, you know, a lot of freight moving.
I don't know. The way I come in, I've never had an issue with the train. I go over any train tracks.
So you come off the inner, like, I know the way that you leave, because we leave the same way. So do you come off the interstate and come down Paper Mill?
No, actually, I take a back road all the way in, but it's like the back road that goes behind where Target and Buckethead is.
Yeah.
You know where that's at?
Yeah.
Yeah. I take that back road from all the way from the Crescent Ebenezer area.
So you go down
all the way down to where Food Line is.
Yeah.
Or not Food Line, Food City.
Food City. So you go the way you come out off of like Gleason and Dean Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
And you come off down there, and then what? You come down Kingston Pike and hit Sutherland? Okay. You go that way. See, I go down Middlebrook the entire way and then just turn off onto Liberty. But most of the time it's okay, but today it was not great at all. So Charlie will be along shortly. GP3, how are you doing, though?
Doing all right. MLB officially locked down yesterday.
They're on lockdown.
And the news of Freddie Freeman did not break yesterday, meaning that no negotiations can occur or take place or officially be made official until after the lockdown is lifted. So
that's kind of does that worry you a little bit, or does that kind of ease your pain that, I mean, no negotiation, he can't talk to anybody else either?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't necessarily do one thing or the other for me. It just,
yeah,
I wish it would have happened already. That way I didn't have to stay thinking about, you know, how the Braves might look without Freddie Freeman in their uniform next year.
Yeah, that'll be sad for Braves fans. I don't think any Braves fan wants to see Freddie Freeman in another opposing team's uniform.
Especially not a Dodger or a Yankee uniform, who appear to be the other two teams that are interested in him.
Yeah. We'll see how that plays out. Well, obviously, we'll talk a little bit about the lockout today. Today, we'll have to we'll shift our focus towards the weekend with Tennessee basketball. Also, look at some bowl projections for your Tennessee football Volunteers. Now, there's a couple different bowls out there that Tennessee might be slated to get invited to, so we'll look at some of that.
We had some good college basketball yesterday.
Yeah, some more good college basketball. I guess you had the finishing of the Big Ten ACC tournament, their little midseason tournament. That ended last night. Also, we need to talk about Brian Kelly. He finally had his introduction. We'll talk about what he had to say. Look at who might be lining up to be the next Notre Dame Fighting Irish coach, too. Looks like that's heating up on that front.
Did you see the leaked video of his 7 a.m. conference?
I've heard a lot of people talking about it. I have, for one, not been able to watch it myself yet. Is it pretty good?
Yeah, it's – well, like, it depends. What's your definition of pretty good?
Like is it entertaining bad? For us? Yeah, like, pretty bad entertaining.
Like, yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah, I know that what he texted them the night before, then he had to meet with them the next morning.
At 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
Spoke to him for like 2 minutes and then dipped. Didn't take any questions from the players, nothing. Just gave him a little speech and said, yeah, deuces, I'm out.
In a sense, I kind of get that. Like, I mean, there's not a lot to say in that regards. All you can really say is, you know, pretty much like, hey, I'm out. My time with you was pretty good. You know, I mean, he said more than pretty good. You know, he said, you know, he talked a lot about his time with the players. But then I guess the only weird part was at the end telling them they deserve to be in the college football championship, things like that. I've heard the transcripts of it. I just hadn't got to watch it myself. But, like, yeah, that kind of is kind of silly. Like, you know, you're going to, like, hype us up. Like, you should be in that championship. Like, you could have waited. You could have waited after the season to take the job. I'm sure – if LSU won, they wanted him pretty bad from the amount that they're paying him, he could have said, well, I'll be coming to LSU, but I'm going to finish out the season with the Irish. I mean, he could have said that. And he could have put in a contingency plan saying, I'll finish it out if they make it to the playoff.
Well, look at pretty much any coordinator that gets hired to become a new head coach somewhere else. Go back to Kirby Smart when he got hired at Georgia. He finished the year at Alabama when they were in the playoff as defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Jeremy Pruitt did the same thing when we hired him.
Kiffin was going to do the same, and then him and Saban got into it.
Yeah.
When they went to FAU.
Went and got Sarkisian, didn't they?
Uh-huh. They did.
But, I mean, you see it all the time where coaches get hired, but they owe that commitment to the players that they helped bring there and finish out the season. It just, I don't know, it seems like a scummy move by Brian Kelly.
Yeah, he started off with, quote, as you know, I sent out the text Monday night trying to give you as much notice as possible given the circumstances we all knew that happened on social media and information getting out. We've been through this together, everybody in this room. I wanted to tell you but Notre Dame's ability to compete. 546-8200. That is our number. Welcome back into the Blitz, live here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, joined by Charlie Collier now. Charlie, how are you?
Pretty good. I accidentally left late this morning and then got hit by that same...
You got hit by the train?
Same train.
Yeah, man.
I guess maybe same. It's a different train, same train.
It's probably the same train in this
area. I mean, I was going to definitely be at least 5 minutes late either way and then...
The train, man. It just was...
Added on another 10 minutes.
Was it even moving when you came through?
Barely.
Yeah, when I came through, it was just stationary. It was the weirdest thing. Only other time I've seen that before is, like I said, I live in the Piney Grove area, and I've seen a train off on the back of Amherst that does that periodically, where it just comes to the point where the railroad crossing is, and they just turn it off, and it stops for hours.
I was coming here where on Neyland Drive.
I don't know if that's some safety check or something.
On Neyland Drive, a train had stopped, but it hadn't for long. I don't know. It didn't that long. It stopped for like 20 minutes.
No, I've seen them just like stationary. Like, so I don't know if that's like some safety part. Like they're like stopping for a safety check, but where they're just stationary though, just sitting there.
Maybe they're loading stuff on or taking stuff off somewhere that's not the area right
that
in
front we can't
of
see.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Heard y'all talking about Brian Kelly though. got to be pretty concerning already for Brian Kelly, that most of his staff members will have committed to staying with Mike Freeman.
Yeah, Marcus Freeman.
Marcus Freeman.
Yeah.
Mike Freeman, that's someone entirely different.
Sounds like a baseball player.
But, like, the majority of his staff, guys that have followed him for several stops, you know, that have been with him for decades, you know, have all, you know, started, it's all started to come out that, you know, one by one, they're going to stay and coach with Freeman rather than follow Brian Kelly to LSU. So now, you know, Brian Kelly's going to have to build an entirely new staff almost with guys that he's not necessarily as familiar with or that even would be his first preference.
See, that'd be pretty tough.
And that's, you know, given he's already, you know, a weird culture fit there, that's a pretty terrible start for Brian Kelly to have to
And I feel like in years past we've heard that he doesn't like to recruit compared to, like, he doesn't just know. Obviously, he has to.
He hasn't been able to really recruit at Notre Dame either.
He's going to come to the SEC where he's never recruited ever.
At Notre Dame, there's just the academic restrictions are so strong that it's hard to recruit better than he has. I mean, yeah, I thought he's recruited pretty well, but does he not like to recruit? Maybe it's not his favorite. You know, maybe he does get put more on the staff than some others do. But
I heard, like, rumors like that, like people like close to him, like in years past, and that might have been the years past when Notre Dame was kind of struggling or something. People just being like, well, he doesn't really like to get out on the recruiting trail. I mean, obviously he has to, and he does recruit well, but he's not just a guy that just lives for it.
He'll lock up the entire state of Louisiana pretty easily, and then, you know, I think he'll be able to recruit, bring in some new guys, you know, nationally too. I think he'll do a good job recruiting at LSU. But
why do you think he'll just be able to lock up Louisiana? I mean,
LSU does.
Yeah, but you see people from Louisiana go to Alabama and Georgia a lot more frequently now.
Rarely. I mean, the one time they really didn't get most of the guys they want in Louisiana was the first year that Les Miles was the head coach at Kansas, and he got like 4 of the top 10 players in the state of Louisiana, and then they all went to Kansas and like transferred after a year. But, I mean, LSU typically
locks up
the state of Louisiana year after year after year, and you know, especially now that they have
I just don't think that's a given home run hire.
I mean, they'll probably get 90% of the guys they want in Louisiana.
Well, it is true that in years past that, you know, most like the big-time talent Louisiana does, they'll typically stay there at Louisiana State. Some of them might – Texas might steal a couple. Alabama might steal a couple here and there. You might have had, you know, guys from Louisiana maybe go to Ole Miss, but those are probably some of the more that – not elite talent guys, but yeah, in years past, you are correct, Charlie. But I'm kind of with GP. Maybe that won't be a given. Maybe you'll still see some guys maybe on the fence about Brian Kelly, but he is a proven winner. Like anything about beside the fact that, you know, like we know this is kind of a scumbag move. This is what happens in collegiate athletics, especially college football. But he's been consistent. He's been a proven winner at Notre Dame, and he's a proven winner at Cincinnati as well. So I do think that he is going to have a lot of talent there.
Yeah, I mean,
and LSU.
He might have like a hard time, obviously, you know, getting student assistants to sign up to work for him, given his history. But I don't think he'll have a problem recruiting. I hope he has a problem recruiting. I mean, I think
we hope so.
Yeah, I think he's a scumbag. But at the same time, I don't know. Would you rather him lock up the state of Louisiana rather than Alabama and Georgia even getting even more? Maybe. You know, maybe that would balance things out a little bit, I guess.
A little balance. I've always thought – I don't know how you guys feel, but I've always thought he was a scumbag before this all happened. He just always seemed like a guy. Well, very punchable face guy.
There is a life that's allegedly lost on his watch, on his
hands. Well, that too. So, yeah.
He's probably a scumbag.
The guy who was videotaping practice for the team when he sent him up there in that scissor lift and those high winds. And I heard the drive talking about this yesterday afternoon. I full-fledged think that's on him. Maybe he wasn't found criminally negligent. I don't know what kind of civil charges that family got back from.
The kid's parents were diehard Notre Dame fans and didn't want
to have a civil suit. Wow.
Didn't want him charged, basically.
Wow. Interesting. I never knew that. I always thought that probably they had something out of court where they got some money back for
his
death.
Maybe they did. I don't know. But
yeah.
I mean, that was always the rumor.
That was a sad situation.
That was always the rumor, was that they were diehard Notre Dame fans, and that's why
sad.
They
sent that
want
kid up there in those winds, man. Mm-mm-mm.
Thunderstorm.
Yeah. Brian Kelly, yeah, thunderstorm and a scissor lift. Brian Kelly, not really a likable guy, but he is in Louisiana now.
I'm going to execute my players after this.
Oh, he did say that. It was pretty bad.
Actually, I didn't really have a problem with that one. I thought it was kind of funny.
We killed him. We were going to kill him or something. He said like that. It was cringe-worthy.
He specifically used the word.
No, he did say execute. You are right. Yeah. We'll have to pull that up later. But from I can't even think straight.
My favorite tweet that I saw. You know, it's like the black dude like licking his lips, rubbing his hands together by the tree. That meme.
Yeah.
Someone posted that meme with Brian Kelly just waiting to make his players practice in hurricane season or something like. It was something like that, and it's just. Got me.
Yeah, what did he say? I'm in favor of execution. Execute our players. He tried to attempt to mirror, let's see, McKay. Who is this McKay guy? Maybe he's a former coach.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, it really wasn't a big deal.
John McKay. It was a John McKay quote.
It was actually like one of Brian Kelly's first ever attempts at humor. So.
Yeah, that's why I caught everybody off guard. He said, quote, that's a good one, I'm in favor of execution. Maybe our entire team needs to be executed after tonight. We just didn't execute very well. A lot of executions right there. Hey, we're live and primed and ready here in the G3 Help Me Hotlines. I mean, here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. But the G3 Help Me Hotlines are open now. So if your loved one has been injured in an accident, Knoxville-based law office of G. Turner Howard III can help you get the compensation that you deserve. At G3, you matter most. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call them up at 865-401-8214 to get help now. That's G3HelpMe.com. Again, G3HelpMe.com. Call us up 865-546-8200. Phone lines are open. On the other side, let's talk a little bit of Vols. Look at the bowl projections for the upcoming bowl game. This is The Blitz, and this is Fan Run Radio.
I might be too strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence, started not to give a f*** and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit.
Welcome back to The Blitz, FM 105.7 AM 1340, live here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Chance, Charlie, and GP3 with you. So the Vols are bowl eligible. It's time to look at some projections for them, but also some housekeeping notes, things that we didn't get a chance to talk about. Obviously, got a big recruit earlier this week, Rodney Harrison's son. I don't think we mentioned that kind of, but we never really got into that. That was huge. And then another update from the Vols will be that defensive back Elante Taylor will forgo the bowl game to declare for the NFL draft. I don't think anybody has a problem with that, right?
No, he's battling injury. I mean,
he's been banged up.
He's given his all and more for Tennessee.
Oh, that's what I said, too.
It's time for him to go be great.
Yeah, he announced on Wednesday he's declaring for the 2022 NFL draft and will not play in the Vols to be announced bowl game. He has already accepted an invite to the Senior Bowl, the showcase game for the draft, in February. And is going to focus on getting healthy from a recent injury to be ready for the pre-draft process. 4 years starter for the Vols. Had senior day last week ahead of that win against Vanderbilt. And as the Vols wait on their bowl destination and matchup, Taylor, who will graduate later this month, will forgo the bowl season. He played the best football career of his tenure here at Tennessee, though, this season. He had 60 tackles, one tackle for a loss, six pass breakups, two interceptions, and one including that he took back to the house, to Painter, against Kentucky, all starting 12 games despite dealing with injury. So, yeah.
He started his career under Butch, didn't he? He's been here that long. Was he recruited by Butch? But
he was recruited by Butch, but he was never coached by Butch.
Yeah, he never coached.
He was the one that
Butch.
Was like, oh, was wow, Pruitt got him to stay. We didn't think that was going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. And a graphic on his Twitter account. Can't wait to see what God has in store for me next. First and foremost, I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior. He went on to say, I learned a lot in these last 4 years at University of Tennessee, and I couldn't be more thankful for Coach Pruitt and his staff for believing in me on the field, but also for helping me become a better man. Coach Heupel, man, has only been a few months, and the relationship we have built has been incredible. That says a lot for him, too, for him to make sure he got in that plug for hype. Thank you for trusting me to lead such an amazing group of men on and off the field. I developed and became the best version of myself while being here at UT, and I will forever be appreciative for everything you and your staff taught me. Yeah, nobody can be mad at that guy. You know, he talked about Vol Nation. There truly is no fan base in America as passionate as you. Your energy on game day is unmatched. and I cannot thank you enough. He gave it his all. He gave it his all. So that's what we expect. I mean, we've always said that. I mean, these bowl games don't mean what they used to mean, and especially with the emergence of a college football playoff. Like, if you're a guy taking the step to the next level, you can't go out there and risk getting injured in these bowl games. You just really can't. And especially a guy like him who's already been banged up, it just makes more sense for him to go ahead and forego it.
I mean, eh.
I know you're a traditionalist.
I mean, I think you should play. I'm not going to, like, I don't hold it against Alante Taylor. I'm not, like, going to be angry about it, but I think that you should
play. I mean,
he's
banged up.
He's been dealing with an injury all year.
I think if he was healthy, he probably plays.
Yeah. I think that you should play in bowl games. I just, you know.
I think that's two different conversations here, because he's sitting out because he's hurt. I mean, well, not hurt. Like,
he's been banged up.
If it was a playoff game, he'd play in it. But,
well, yeah.
Like, if it's
a conference championship game, he's playing. If it's a New Year's Six bowl, he's playing. Yeah. Like, I just think that if it was a bigger spotlight, a bigger game, he's going to play. And I'm with GP. I think it's just only because he's banged up. If he wasn't banged up and he was 100% healthy, I think he's a guy that probably plays.
Yeah, I agree.
But Tennessee did earn their 15th commitment in this year's signing class. That happened on Monday afternoon. Three-star cornerback Christian Harrison chose the Vols over Florida and Nebraska, son of two-time Super Bowl champion Rodney Harrison, 6'1", 180-pound defender. Was committed to Liberty earlier, but Tennessee was able to get in with him. And their fifth defensive commitment in the 2022 class.
We had two guys on 247 that also got bumped from a 3 to a 4-star, running back and an edge rusher. Can't remember the names off the top of my head, but
yeah, Harrison, a College Park native. That's going to be huge. Add some depth there when you look at the departure of Alante Taylor and then also Kenneth George. So you're going to need some depth over there. Here's a guy comes in. Maybe he'll gain some more stars as well. But definitely got the pedigree. What did you guys think about this signing?
I mean,
3-star.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and go crazy or anything like that. But, you know, we wanted him. So if we wanted him, I'm going to trust that we wanted him for something. And I'll be glad that he chose to come to Tennessee.
Yeah, with the commitment by Harrison, it helped move the Vols 2022 class into the top 25 nationally. Harrison was the, like I said, the 15th commitment, helped them climb from number 28 to number 24 in the 247 Sports Composite Team Rankings.
We got a ways to go.
Yeah, Tennessee still has to add a lot more players, man. Early signing period starts December 15th. How huge is it for Heupel to knock it out of the park this signing period?
Well, they always say it's your second.
The second class.
The second class, the second year when you see the most improvement. So I'd like to see a few of the big names that are left. I mean, I don't even know who it is because I've kind of distanced myself from recruiting here in the past few years.
But are there bigger names coming out still left to get on the recruiting board, or like just bigger names in the transfer portal?
There are bigger names still out there in this recruiting class, obviously.
Okay. And,
you know, you can be committed, but you're not really locked in terms of what other schools think about you until you sign a piece of paper.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Walter Nolan,
for example. I mean, he's been committed to Texas A&M, but
I feel that similar about Ty Simpson. There's rumors that he might be.
I think Ty Simpson's harder to flip, but I think Walter Nolan is definitely a flippable guy. And now, will he, you know, was it a flip for Tennessee? Maybe, but I think he can still be flipped in general, and he will be taking an official visit after their state championship game against Page to the University of Tennessee this weekend. You know, I guess it'll be a little bit different now taking recruits into Neyland because we're tearing some stuff down right now. We started that yesterday, but
I'm sure you can come up with some sort of metaphor that'll ignite the recruits.
Yeah, and then so, you know, he's still out there. I think you said something about it the other day. It's just being in the backyard of the University of Tennessee, like, while there is positive momentum around the program, while there is buzz around the program, I mean, that's like, it's got to then be hard to ignore that, I guess, you know?
Absolutely.
Other than that, I mean,
it has to be hard to ignore the hype. Like, I mean, he sees that what this team, what the future potential looks like, you know, and the hype around Josh Heupel and just everything he's brought to Knoxville so far. It's hard to it's got to be hard to ignore that for him. And there's a guy that you guys talk about. He's kind of been indecisive, it seems like, since he's got on this path of being one of the top prospects in the country.
Other than that, though, I mean, you are you're going to have a very full class, basically. You know, you're going to fill it up as much as possible between, you know, a transfer portal and this recruiting class. Obviously, you need to build back a lot of your roster because you don't really have an entirely full roster. So with that, you know, happening, you might just see a bunch of three stars get signed towards the end if you can't fill it in with guys you like, you know, that have some redeeming talents. But, you know, this weekend you have 8 visitors making official visits. Caleb Webb is a wide receiver from Georgia, committed to Eastern Carolina. You have Vanderbilt commit Darren Agu, 3-star safety Jordan Thomas. Elijah Herring is a linebacker from Riverdale in Murfreesboro. I think he's already committed, but I think he's a really good player. You have a Florida commit, Chandler Smith, maybe a little bit vulnerable because you know, he had just lost his coach, got a new coach. And then unranked prospect corner Desmond Williams and 4-star defensive lineman from the JUCO ranks.
Jeffrey.
The number one JUCO player in the country. Yeah, Jeffrey Mba. I don't know how to say it. Mba.
Oh, no, he calls himself Thanos on Twitter.
Well, let's Thanos? Just go with Thanos, yeah. Then. And Tennessee has some,
Mama call him Thanos.
Tennessee
Thanos
has some decent buzz with him. You know, they're warm with him for sure. And then obviously you got big Walter Nolan in town this weekend. And then you got a running back Justin Williams coming the following weekend, December 10th. And other than that, you have a guy that you've been targeting recently that just committed from Mississippi State. And some of the other decommits out there Tennessee is speaking with. So this class can still come together more.
Yeah. Big stuff for Tennessee. We'll continue to keep you updated on the recruiting front. Also, everything happening with, you know, players coming in, talk about transfer portal. We're going to be watching a lot in these next 13 days as we prepare for the early signing period as well. Hey, but that talk, Tennessee Talk, brought to you today by our friends over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Tonight, you got a big matchup. The NFL regular season is heading into the final month of the year, and you got a big Week 13 matchup between the Dallas Cowboys and the New Orleans Saints. That's right, and FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger for you. Tonight's matchup will include FanDuel giving new customers 31 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on just a $5 bet. Taysom Hill gets the start tonight for the Saints. Dak Prescott traveling to New Orleans. I'd probably take Dak and some over passing yards, maybe some get him 2+ touchdowns tonight. Seems like he should have a big night tonight against the offense. It's not really there. Their defense is pretty good, though, so maybe the Saints can surprise the Cowboys, but I don't see it. But FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with all these great offers. That's why they do the same game parlay. Just look for the same game parlay icon, the SGP. We love FanDuel because it's the number one rated sportsbook app in America. It's easy to use. It's so safe, and it's also so secure. And when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. And if you're already a FanDuel sportsbook user, there's something for you as well. FanDuel is hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will also get $50 as well. So now is the time to see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code BLITZ before this Thursday night matchup tonight, and you can win $150 on a $5 bet if you're a new customer. Remember to use promo code BLITZ so they know that we sent you. As always, you must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit is required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus of $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit does expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Hey, on the other side, we'll go ahead and wrap up hour number one. Keep it locked here for more Fox Sports Knoxville. Couple minutes left here in hour number one. We'll save bold projections for hour number two. Also, hour number two, we got to do top 4, middle 4, bottom 4. That's today. Did you forget you got that?
No.
No.
I was going to do it this morning.
We'll do it tomorrow.
We have Ryan here.
Do we need to push tomorrow?
And then I woke up late.
Yeah, let's just push it to tomorrow.
Let's just push it to tomorrow then.
Thursday football between what's left of the Cowboys and Saints.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I was going to find players from that game.
I don't either. We got a couple minutes left. I'll tell you what my big gripe is. It was with trains earlier. Yesterday, my gripe was with the holidays, man. I love the holidays, though. And I love Christmas. My gripe is with, I went to Hobby Lobby yesterday. Big mistake. Charlie probably never had a big shopping day at the Hobby Lobby, have you?
Whatever. I've been to a Hobby Lobby or two.
I didn't know there were so many things in there. With my girlfriend, nothing,
I don't,
to get
I don't
ready
know if
for
it's
Christmas.
Anyone, anything.
It
any,
is the devil.
Anything anyone needs.
It's the devil. I believe it's the devil. That's why they don't.
It's just like.
That's why they're not open on Sunday. They're truly the devil deep down. It was so mesmerizing, all the stuff. And then they try to get you. This is where they try to get you. Isn't there buying a lot of Christmas decorations? I was telling you guys I'm going to put up lights and doing a lot of decorations in the house. But they get you with all these signs everywhere, 50% off, 50% off. All the decorations. But once you leave, you didn't really save that much money. I mean, it said I saved a lot of money on the receipt, but I still spent a lot of money on the receipt. So, like, I just don't. I mean, I feel like it's just.
Do we really think
I
that?
I feel like it's not really a sale. It's what they normally would cost, and they just mark
it. Yeah, that's what I was about
up.
To say. Like, I feel like they're probably just putting 50% off signs.
Yeah.
It's not like there's a lot of places for you to cross-reference the value of Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
Like, it's
of
just.
These, yeah, of ornaments
we're
and decorations.
We're Hobby Lobby. We're
giving
it
to you for half off.
We want, and we'll call it half off.
We're giving it to you for half off.
You could price check with like a Joann's or a.
I don't even know what that is. Is that like a Home Goods?
I think it's like a Home Depot. I went there to try to get
it. It's like a Home Depot.
No, I think it's more like a.
It's like a Home Goods or something?
More like a.
Home Goods, I guess.
Joann's Stores. It's a craft company. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just like a Hobby Lobby.
Yeah it's like a.
I went there to try to get some framing done for some jerseys I had, and they're expensive.
Yeah, man. Probably more expensive at the
lobby.
I feel
like you could find somewhere cheaper.
Oh, I did.
Jerseys. Oh, okay.
So I went in there thinking, like, I was just going to go in there and get some decorations, be in, be out. 2 hours later, yeah, about 2 hours, 2.5 later, I walked out of there spending almost $300. And I was like, man, if this is what being a dad is about, I am in trouble. I am in trouble. You talk about money. I'm not on here griping, but I am. The Christmas spirit. We got to just get back to, like, buying decorations at the Dollar Tree, at the DG, or coming up with when were the days we used to come up with decorations, you know?
Let's get some
handmade decorations. Why are we not doing that anymore?
I can't handmade lights.
It's because everybody's got to keep up with the Joneses. Got to have my Southern Living Christmas decor look better than Betty Sue's on the end of the street.
The good thing, though, is that you bought it this year. You won't have to get any next year.
You think so? But next year, different styles come out, different trends. It's not the same. So I just wanted to explore my frustrations.
Trends are there in Christmas?
Oh, every year there's a different, like, new.
Are you sure?
New colors, yeah, new trends.
Should have
yes.
heard Houston talking about flocking his tree.
Is that where? All right, I heard.
What is
that,
flocking your tree?
Does that mean
to
fluff your tree?
No.
Does that mean you just cover it?
Like where you pull it out
dust?
And stuff?
It's like you put fake snow on it to make it look like there's.
Oh, I have fake snow.
That's stupid.
Well, but it's like a powder, though. It's like something that comes in a spray can and you.
Oh, I don't have that. Oh, just, it is flocking powder.
It's just.
I thought when he was saying flocking, I thought he was meaning like the technical term for fluffing the tree out was flocking.
No.
I was like, this is cool.
Christmas decorations.
I flocked my tree last night.
Christmas decorations are meant to just be purchased once and then put in a tub and pulled out from under your house every year.
I think so, too.
And I think growing up. We had the same Christmas decorations, minus or given, you know, plus or minus one or two each year.
Before new relationship, my Christmas box was as big as probably this big, maybe this tall, one box of stuff.
Oh, that big and that tall?
Yeah.
That's great radio.
Yeah, for all the people at home. I would say about
that
you know, spread,
big, is
spread,
this tall?
Spread your hands apart about, I don't know, about, what's that, about
yay,
10 inches?
About yay big?
Did you say that's 10 inches?
I don't know. Longer
chance,
than that.
Dude.
You can't do math. Don't
no,
come
but
to me
I
about
know
measurements.
More than, I know that's more than 10 inches. That was at least 30.
Right here?
That's about a yard. Yeah.
Okay. 36. 36 inches. They're a typical little, you know, little store way. Just typical store container.
You say 10 inches?
Not the big one. Ah, it was all.
Jesus, man.
Compensating for something.
Think all right, hour number one's in the books. Hour number two's on deck. I'm tired of being chastised about measurements.
In your pocket or in your hand, at home or in the office, on the road,